Like many of the gospel lessons that are assigned to the season of Lent, this one's actually quite long. I have trimmed it down for you all a little bit so we were not standing up for quite so long. But as the story progresses, the man who has had his vision restored is called before the authorities, and he is asked how it is possible that he has received his vision back. And he goes to explain exactly what happened. And they say, well, how did this work? And he's like, well, I don't know. I'm just the recipient of this miracle. If you want to know, go ask Jesus for yourself. And the powers and the authorities of that region are confused and hostile and not certain as to how this miracle has occurred. But of course, Jesus' miracles that he performs are vast and varied and sometimes somewhat inconsistent seeming. Sometimes Jesus will perform a miracle and there is almost nothing required other than Jesus to say, I've performed the miracle. I think one of the best examples that comes to mind is when the centurion asks Jesus to heal a child in his household, and he says, you don't even have to come to my house. I just know that if you say the word, then they will be healed. And Jesus says the word, and the child's healed. In other circumstances, Jesus feels the need to do something special to commemorate the moment. Perhaps he will place his fingers in the ears of a deaf person and say, be opened. Or perhaps he will, as is the case in this circumstance, make some mud and put it on the person's face, and he will send them off to do something else, like to get washed in the pool of Siloam. To the individual's credit, who has asked Jesus and received from Jesus this gift of healing, he doesn't say, why are you doing it this way? Why not do it that way? Or are you sure that this is the way you do this sort of thing? Instead, he just sort of shrugs his shoulders and says, well, I guess if that's how we're doing it, that's how we're doing it. It is until later that the officials, the religious people, say, well, I don't understand why Jesus did it that way. I think one of the realities to being people of God, people of the faith, is that God doesn't always do things the way we think God ought to do things, or in the order that we think God ought to do things. Sometimes, in fact, we have in our minds an entirely different path planned. A path that we think ourselves is a good path. A path that will lead to something very positive. A path that will make life very happy and successful. And we will come away from that series of decisions saying, good for me, I make good choices. I'll be the first person to say, I encourage everyone to think through your lives carefully, to make good decisions, to make good choices, and to not do things impulsively, but instead think long and hard and be wise about the choices you make. But at the same time, God doesn't always wait for our plans. In fact, God doesn't frequently consult us at all on our plans. Some of the greatest stories in the history of Christianity have been people who were going this direction that wound up going that direction because God needed them to do something somewhere else, and their lives were drastically and beautifully changed. Right now, you may be facing things in your life. Lately, my wife and I have been commenting on the fact that we must be doing Lent really, really well. I'm not quite sure what it is about our Lenten discipline that is going so very, very beautifully, but it must be going very, very beautifully. Because during the season of Lent, we've not had one but two different water leaks in our basement. The one happened on one side of our basement, and it forced us to move everything from the right to the left and completely and utterly clean out everything on the right, and we're going to have to replace a bunch of stuff, and ceiling tiles came down, and it was a whole thing. And then completely unrelated, we had another water leak about 10 days later that happened on the left-hand side of the room. You remember where we moved everything over to? So then we had another water leak. We had to move everything to the left over to the right. And then during the windstorm this last week, we had a great big 50, 60 foot tall pine tree on our property snap off at the root, at the base. And miraculously, actually, kind of fall missing every single thing in our yard it could have hit. It missed our propane tank by inches. It missed our chicken coop by a few feet. It crushed our fence in a spot, but somehow only managed to damage a couple of boards. So we keep looking at all these things in our lives and thinking, we must really be doing Lent very, very well, because Satan really does not want us to stay focused. Because this is just a bizarre combination of things happening. Sometimes in life, it's not the plans that we make to do the good thing, the righteous thing, the faithful thing that determines how our life goes. It's the plans that get broken when God sends us off in an entirely different direction. And I'm the first person to say I often have no idea what it is that God is doing in my midst. No idea why God wants me to do one thing or another thing, or why God directs me by the way my life flows to change how I am doing one thing or another thing. All I know is that God has a plan for my life. I know that God has a plan to make good all the bad things that happen around me. I know that God has a hand in giving me strength and comfort and hope when I'm facing life's changed plans. The man who has his eyes made whole again is given a weird and complicated set of directions by Jesus as to how it was that he was to have his eyes healed. He did not say, well, Jesus, can't you just make this easier and just make my eyes be healed? He just shrugs his shoulders and says, okay, Lord, I will follow where you are leading me. And Jesus sends him to the pool of Siloam, and he washes his eyes, and he is made whole again. And there are a lot of people that gather around and ask a lot of questions about why. Why did God do it this way? Why did Jesus do it that way? Why were these words spoken? Why did you go to this pool? And the man just sort of shrugs his shoulders and says, because this is how it happened. So I say to you, look for how God is moving in your life. I guarantee God is moving in your life. God has a plan for your life, and he rarely consults us on what that plan is. The events that happen in our lives are events that God can use for his plan. We don't always understand what those are either. But we do know this. Jesus had very much in mind that that person who had been blind from birth was supposed to do something important for the kingdom of God. And the disciples asked him. They say, hey, that poor guy over there who's been born blind, whose fault is it? Is it something he did? Is God punishing him for something that he did wrong? Is it something his parents did? Is he the punishment to his parents for something they did wrong? And Jesus' response is basically, you know, that's not how life works. God doesn't go around smiting people with blindness from birth in order to rectify some evil that they might have or might not have done. But God does use it for the kingdom. God does use it for goodness. God does use something awful for good. And here, let me show you how that works. You may have things happening in your life right now that do not feel fair. I'm sure being born blind never felt terribly fair to that individual. Or good. It doesn't mean that God can't use it for good. So look at the things that are happening in your life, the things that you are facing, the things that are a part of your life, and ask yourself, how can God be moving in my midst? How can God be changing the situation? Where is it that God wants to open my eyes in order that I might see life in a new way? And when you do, and God does move, don't be surprised if God does it in a way that you don't anticipate, or even in a way that seems complicated, or unnecessarily complicated at least. But have faith. Trust, listen, and obey. And when you do, God is going to show you something new and incredible.